You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Big weekend. A lot happened in the town. Didn't get a chance to see you.
I was doing my own thing.
On Saturday, I got an opportunity to meet with folks on Linwood and Brooklyn for Convoy of Hope. They were giving away a lot of stuff, Brian. They had free haircuts, free groceries, free children's shoes. It was just wonderful.
It's always something good going on in the town, despite the negative headlines sometimes.
This is true. And at night, I got myself together, went to the Angel Hands Art Foundation Gala. Thank you to Brian Williams and his wife, Nicole.
That's my dog.
And their 12-year-old daughter, Savannah. This is a foundation that she put together. She was a preemie baby. And so when she learned about all of the folks that stepped up for her when she was in the NICU, she decided that she wants to raise money to benefit other kids in Kansas City who need help.
Wonderful.
And so from a little girl, she's been doing painting. And so people been wanting to buy it. So she donates all of that money toward children's organizations in the town. So I was very blessed to be a part of that. Shouts out to the Delinea Janelle Ensemble. They played. They was off the chain.
Ensemble.
Then Sunday, I kind of just made it a television. I usually don't watch this amount of TV, but Sunday, boy, I looked at so much TV.
You ain't looking on football?
I did. That was part of the TV. I got Hulu, by the way. So.
Oh, really?
Huh? Yeah, well, you know, they got that Wu-Tang series, I signed up for Hulu.
Oh, yeah, you're going to hand over the keys to that partner.
I got you. You give me the Netflix password, so yeah. I'll hook you up with the Hulu password.
They got old shows on there?
TV shows too.
Oh, okay.
So if there's old TV shows you like, they're on there. Right. But I got it specifically for that Wu-Tang series.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty good.
Yes. And as you can tell with my voice, I had an eventful weekend.
Yeah. Oh, what's wrong with your throat?
Well, there's nothing wrong with my throat. Thank you very much. My voice
sounds like it's scratchy.
No, my voice is gone because I was coaching on Saturday morning. Shout out to my third and fourth grade Seminoles. We were not victorious, but they tried hard and they played really hard. We got a lot of work to do this week, boys, so, you know, get ready to work tonight. Shout out to my little dog, AJ. That's my dog right there. I was at the Haunted Houses on Saturday night doing a remote.
Dang, you know I love the Haunted House. How you gonna go do that and not tell me?
I mean, it was all over the radio and everything. Shout out to the Edge of Hell, because, you know, it went down.
Shouting out the Edge of Hell?
Yeah, because that's
the name of the place?
That's Haunted House. Yeah, the rat lady came and, you know,
put
rats on people, scaring the
bejeebies
out of everybody.
She did that to you last year, and you let her.
What am I supposed to do, Shay? Have Peter come up on me because I threw a rat down the sewer or something like that?
They would have thought I was, what's his name? The tap dance dude? Gregory Hines out there.
Challenge.
Boy, look, you put a rat on me, sis.
Yeah, and I was like you yesterday with the TV. My TV was glued to football, so.
Of course, we're going to have to break all of that down. We got a Chiefs song coming up at 7-Eleven.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
620 today. Look for highs in the mid-90s. Partly sunny and hot. Clear 73 right now in Belton. Shade, what's poppin'?
Yesterday, Kanye West held his Sunday service in his hometown of Chicago. Service was held at Huntington Bank Pavilion, which is on Northerly Island. Of course, Chance the Rapper, another hometown son, came through. And a lot of folks said that the spirit was definitely in the building.
Good for them.
During Chance's performance, Kanye got a little emotional. Why are you making that face?
Because they're using the Lord for album sales. I dare, I said it.
You think so?
Yes.
What album he got out?
He finna come out with one. This is all a marketing ploy.
Dang, that's messed up, Brian. Really?
That chicken was dry.
Yeah. Dang. I'm telling you.
Well, Trina took to the stage for the first time after her mother passed away from cancer, and she was fighting back tears. She was at a show in Atlanta, and she got up on stage. I think we got a little bit of the crowd trying to lift her up.
And she just stood there.
I can only imagine what that has to be like, because she just passed away last week.
Yeah. You know, going out and going back to work after seeing that. Yeah, that's tough.
I tell you, cancer. Oof.
Yeah, it's destructive.
So Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated has decided to remove Malik Yoba as a spokesperson for their Sigma Beta Club program. So, a former transgender prostitute claimed that Malik Yoba paid for sexual favors. And so the organization decided, because of those claims and allegations, that they wanted to separate from him. So they sent out a memo regarding that removal on last week. Yoba is still denying. He said that is not true. That didn't happen.
And he did a freestyle too.
How quickly people love to spread news with no proof for child abuse. You confuse, I see you. You choose to try to make me lose, but I can't. If you try to stand in my shoes, you would lose. You can't win when you live in sin. When you got to begin where it begins again. In the beginning, I told you there was the word, and the word said we will love, and we will love each other. No matter what, you my sister, my brother, whether you be a trans man or a trans woman, I do not know. If you do not understand, yes, this is a freestyle. I'm feeling kind of wild off the top of my dome in somebody else's home.
That was that high school talent show freestyle right there.
I don't know what he like in his free time, but I know he doesn't have any friends. Because if he had friends, they would have said, no, don't post that, fam.
Nah.
Yeah, don't do that one, fam. Yeah,
that wasn't that hot fire, dog.
No.
Just chill out.
Freestyle? Yeah, this is very serious, sir.
Yeah, that too. Yeah.
Freestyle?
Yeah. You want to run it back?
No.
Why not?
How quickly people love to spread news with no proof for child abuse.
I hope that's not true, but I don't know for real. On the real side.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because it's Monday morning and the weekend went too fast.
Boy, did it. Oh. It was in the blink of an eye that mug was gone.
There should be an extra day in between Saturday and Sunday.
It should be, just to prepare for Monday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then our bosses would be like, well, that's what Sunday is for.
Exactly. But you know what? It's a blessing to be alive to see another day.
Yes,
this
it is.
This is true. I like the way you think.
Yeah. What's your name?
Sadia.
Thank you so much, Sadia.
Thank you. Nice talking to y'all.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. That's when the blessings come in. Blessings come in.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Chiefs had some injuries yesterday. Season opener still got the victory. 40-26. The Kansas City Star gives Chiefs nearly all A's across the board for their performance on the field, B.
And deservedly so. Especially Sammy Watkins. Oh, Lord, let's get it started. Mahomes on his second pass of the day, Shay.
On third and three, they send Hill in motion. Mahomes looks that way. Now will fire. That hit his man at the 40. Oh, look out! Sammy Watkins takes it all the way. Explosion in Jacksonville. 68-yard touchdown.
That's when I lost my voice in the house. I was screaming so loud. The scoring continued with Sammy Watkins being wide open in the second quarter.
Mahomes, he's smiling too.
Sammy
Watkins, touchdown. The Legion of Zoom strikes again.
I don't like that name, by the way. It's a clear bite of Seattle. But anywho, the Jaguars, they were trying to stick around, but the defense, they caused a turnover that really turned the tide in the third quarter.
Minshew, the toss, the ball is free and scooped up. Breland has got it for Kansas City.
And that is the first career fumble for Leonard Fournette.
That's friend of the show, Breshad Breland, who scooped up that fumble. And then Sammy Watkins, he put the Jaguars to bed with the hat trick touchdown.
Mahomes, pump and throw, end zone, touchdown. Sammy Watkins has been a machine. Third of the day for Watkins.
He that showed up for a game, but he wasn't playing.
Nah, he was not playing at all. Chiefs going to victory, 1-0 in the season. Patrick Mahomes, 378 yards passing. Watkins, 9 catches, 198 for 3 TDs. Tyreek Hill, he'll be out for a couple of weeks with a shoulder injury. And next week is Raider week. Week 2, we're going to Oakland to handle that business.
You'll be in attendance.
Yes, I will. Got my tickets this weekend. Hopefully y'all see me on TV.
Oh, you have tickets?
Yeah. I know somebody in Oakland.
I'm not going.
Did you buy your flight?
Oh. You know, thank you, Facebook. They sent me a reminder of 3 years ago, my anniversary, what you did for me to commemorate. And then it was a stark contrast between 3 years ago and what's happened recently, which was nothing.
So my love and affection ain't enough now?
No.
It's not?
I would like to go to Oakland to see the game.
You know I have a lot going on, Shay.
Oh. Since you got your degree and you know every thing.
I got football practice to go to. I don't be having time for that now. So
you don't have time to get your friend a present?
My presence is a present, all right?
I'm just saying, Facebook is the one that reminded me.
Whatever.
Where they showed me that picture of all the wonderful things you did.
You get free Netflix, what? Right?
That's worth what? $9.99?
A month. Add it up.
Per month.
Here's a Morning Grind exclusive.
Yeah, let's go.
World premiere.
A world premiere.
Right here, you heard it first.
On Hot 103 Jams.
I know you heard of LMA.
Uh-huh.
Make room for Hella Shay.
That's too much, Storm. That's too much, Shay.
40-26 victory. What up, Chiefs? Winning.
Hey.
Oh, man, we were winning.
Hey.
I don't like what I'm seeing. Not a Jack was a cheating.
Winning.
Yeah, them Chiefs, they be killing. First Sunday of the season. Fourth quarter and we're leading. Ooh, Sammy Watkins got the catch, 3 scores and we're running all over you. And D-Will got a score too. Turn the Chiefs game off. Go to the Browns game, which was whack, and never come back.
Whack juice all over the TV.
Morning Grind with Shay.
Hella Shay. Really?
Yeah, that was a struggle voice this morning.
Good morning, 712 today. Look for highs in the mid-90s. Probably sunny and high, clear 76 right now in Grandview.
Seriously, how do you go away and never come back?
Well, that's what they said initially, but then we found out that they actually lost power because I think it's some rules that you can't go away from the Chiefs game in Kansas City.
Do you believe that that's really what happened?
Absolutely. Yeah, they
lost power.
You know,
I'm a conspiracy theorist.
They didn't even show the game. They couldn't show the game in Jacksonville because they had lost power at the truck, the CBS truck.
I'm just telling you what's reported. Some people were saying that your man went out there and cut us out because he got ejected.
Miles Jack?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got weak when they was Brian, did you see when he got weak?
Somebody said he looked like Mama when they put the body in the casket trying to take him out.
He's like, no. This is...
Yeah. That just got you tickled, don't it?
He got weak, Brian. It was so funny.
Oh, help me, Jesus. King Jesus. Hallelujah, God.
Oh, my God. So, in another part of the NFL, a young man was cutting grass so that he could save money for college when the Carolina Panthers head coach Ron Rivera found out about this. So, the headline reads, Panthers coach Rivera surprised 12-year-old boy who cuts grass to pay for college. Mm. So what do you think he surprised him with?
Maybe a college scholarship, perhaps?
That would be what most people thought.
It didn't go that way?
No. The head coach gave him a lawnmower with the Panthers logo on it and a t-shirt from the Carolina Panthers ground crew at the stadium.
So they told his ass, keep working. That's what they did.
Exactly. So a lot of people on the internet in Charlotte were very angry about that. They thought that, you know, come on now. Mm-hmm. He got money. The team owner got money. Mm-hmm. They could have just did chump change throughout the locker room and came up with a couple $1,000s for him.
You're right, but it's a lesson in that, though.
Okay, what do you think the lesson in that
is? If you keep working hard and doing your thing, then eventually you can save up to your goal to get to college. But I'm with you, though. They could have broke him off, though.
Do you think that they did the right thing by just providing him with more tools to keep working? Or do we think that he maybe should have been given a scholarship?
Now it's time for the Sheen.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23. Look for highs in the mid-90s today. Partly sunny and hot right now. You're partly sunny at 75. And Schlegel High School. Shay, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Virgo friends. J.R. Smith, NBA star, is 34.
Trying to get the pipe.
And rapper-producer Young Berg.
Get your lean on, shawty, bring it back.
34.
Hitmaker. He the one that does all the old school beats now.
Happy birthday. Young Berg. He had a little album.
Happy birthday, everybody, born on September 9th.
So Angela Bassett and Regina King were honored on the annual Black Girls Rock, which aired last night on BET. I started out watching something else, and then I was like, oh, snap. Black Girls Rock is on. So I had to turn from Power and go back, and then I finished my Power later on. So wonderful show as usual. Monica performed. The 2019 Black Girl honorees were Angela Bassett, Regina King, Ciara, her, Deborah Martin Chase, and of course the mothers of the movement, which was Sabrina Fulton, the mother of Trayvon Martin, and other women who lost their sons.
We are deeply humbled and grateful for this award. And while we have built a sisterhood, this is not a club that any of us wanted to join. This award is for all the mothers of the movement and women whose names we'll never know. All who have lost a child to gun violence or confrontations with the police.
Mm. Powerful.
Most definitely. So, rapper Sway Lee and his ex-boo Marley Ortiz are back in the headlines this morning, Brian. Marley apparently headbutted Sway Lee. Mm. I've been in confrontations with people. I have never headbutted anybody. Have you?
No.
Is that your go-to move?
It, like, it came across my mind, but...
Really?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so... Yeah.
I would think that would hurt me if I headbutt them.
Nah, if you do it in the right spot, you good.
I have never headbutt anyone, and I've never thought to myself, let me headbutt somebody.
Okay, well, did he press charges on her or something?
Yeah, she went to jail.
Good.
He had his security there. They tried to intervene, probably grabbing her up, and so she couldn't move her arms, and so I guess she just headbutted.
That's what happened. That's your last, you know, line of defense right there. So, I hope he restrained himself. And you said the security jumped in the middle and everything, but that takes a lot of restraint, though. You know, when somebody steals on you or does something violent to you, you want to do something back. I hope they're okay.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, that domestic violence, that's not cool on anybody's... No. Part
at all.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Shout out to Masara as a Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. KCK chapter, they're having an informational session for the Jabberwock Scholarship Pageant. It's happening today at the KCK Public Library on Minnesota from 6 until 8 o'clock.
Minnesota.
Open to young ladies in their senior year of high school. Business attire is required.
I won the pageant, the Delta pageant in college.
You did?
Yep.
What was your talent?
I think I did like a poetry thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See if we can find that little ditty from back in the day.
Nope. It's gone. It's burned.
So a 12-year-old young man who lives in the Charlotte area decided to start a lawn mowing business so that he can help his mother with expenses for college. They say that he's already looking into the future and made up a flyer, passed it around the neighborhood, asking people to use his services. So the coach of the Carolina Panthers found out about this, head coach Ron Rivera, and decided to step in and assist the young man. So a lot of folks online thought that the assistance would come by way of a scholarship, maybe some money. And what he did was got him a brand new Panthers blue colored lawnmower, an official Panthers ground crew T-shirt, and an autographed football by Cam Newton.
Okay. Well, of course, I think they could have did a little more. But I think they're trying to encourage the young man to keep working hard. And who knows, this may encourage him to be, you know, one of the top entrepreneurs, you know, in his age range later on.
So far, the young man has saved $900. I'm sorry. So is that for us? Why do we expect celebrities or folk with money to be the ones to drop that bag? Should that be our job as community members to do that?
I think it's our job as community members not to necessarily give money, but to teach how to make money.
What are your thoughts on this?
I think that they definitely should have, you know, gave him that lawnmower and that T-shirt. Because out there in the real world, man, everything ain't free. So you got to pay for whatever you want. And the more you pay for it, the better you appreciate it, you know?
Okay, so you think this is a good learning lesson for him to keep on with trying to make a way for yourself?
Absolutely. You know, these kids today, a lot of them are extra privileged. And so this is just a better way to just show them, hey, man, everything that's out there, you got to work hard for to get it.
All right, what's your name?
My name's James.
Thank you so much for calling up this morning.
All right, thank you.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Week 3 of our high school game of the week looking like this.
Mm-hmm.
In the lead, as far as votes are concerned, the North KC versus Ruskin game.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Coming in at second place right now, Washington versus J.C. Harmon.
KCK.
Lincoln Prep. Northeast is coming in third.
Let's go, Northeast!
Eudora versus Bonner Springs. Pembroke Hill versus Southeast. And the Atchison-Schlegel game is last as far as votes are concerned. You can log on to KPRS.com and change all of that.
Yes. Vikings, Lincoln Prep, go and do that.
12-year-old young man in the Charlotte area started a lawn care business to save money for college. and the head coach of the Carolina Panthers heard about it and decided to help the young man out. So a lot of folks felt like he should probably have donated money to this young man. Instead, they donated a lawnmower in Panthers colors, a grounds crew t-shirt, and a football signed by Cam Newton.
I think, first off, I think the boy would appreciate it. Could they have given a little more? Yeah. But I think that they're teaching him a more valuable lesson this way.
When I was a little girl, the fifth grade trip was to Sesame Place when I lived in New York, which is in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
My mama used to talk about that.
And I knew this, right? And my parents, they didn't have no money. Let's just keep it real. So all summer, in between the fourth and fifth grades, if I saw a penny on the ground, I picked it up. I don't care if somebody wanted me to walk to the store, I did it so that I could get whatever change. And I had enough money by the time the fifth grade came for me to go on the trip because I knew I wouldn't have been able to go any other way. Do you think all of us have stories like this and that maybe we're too quick to reward young people now for doing what everybody's always done?
I'm not sure, Shay. There are some spoiled kids. There are. But there's always been spoiled kids, though. I think it just depends on your upbringing and how you look at it.
Okay, what do you think?
At least paid for half of his scholarship for him for college. If a kid is trying to do something positive, we as an adult should try to help give them whatever financial support we can give them. Thank you and have a lovely day.
Thank you, you too.
Bye. You are listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
The Chiefs bested Jacksonville 40-26 in gridiron action on our season opener. Lot of red in the stands at the game.
Oh, it was Arrowhead South in there, baby. No, the traditionally the teams that travel well are like Pittsburgh, Dallas, Oakland. Yeah, they travel well. Green Bay. Their fans go with them to away games. And I think you're going to be seeing more of a trend with that with the Chiefs this year.
I would agree. We've got a transformational leader and some other weaponry on the squad that really sets up an environment for that.
Yes, amen.
Got a text from Mayor Quentin Lucas, and he's down with doing a feature with us every Friday on the Morning Grind.
For real?
For Chiefs season.
Oh, yeah. Let's go. He'd be writing his, you know, remember he wrote his little diaries and stuff when he was in the sixth or seventh grade. I saw him yesterday on Twitter giving out his, you know, his thoughts about the game. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. We'll start it this coming Friday.
Yes.
So y'all check in for that. So we do a Chiefs song after every game, win, lose, or draw. And we played it at 7-Eleven, and some folks one up.
Yeah.
So we gonna run that thing back right now for the town. I know you heard of LMA. Make room for Hella Shay.
That's too much, Storm. That's too much, Shay.
40-26 victory. What up, Chiefs? Winning.
Hey.
Oh, man, we were winning.
Hey.
I don't like what I'm seeing. Now the Jack was a cheating.
Winning.
And them Chiefs, they be killing. First Sunday of the season, fourth quarter, and we're leading. Ooh, Sammy Watkins got the catch, three scores, and we're running all over you. And D Will got a score too. Yeah. Ooh, what is this? They said they're changing our game. This is so lame.
What?
I don't know who to blame.
The CBS, what did y'all do?
You screwed up.
I wanna see his ball too.
You screwed up.
Don't make me call you.
You screwed up.
Turn down the volume. Ooh, CBS, what did y'all do?
You screwed up.
I wanna see his ball too.
You screwed up.
Don't make me call you.
You screwed up.
Turn down the volume. How you lose power now?
How you gonna turn the Chiefs game off? Go to the Browns game, which was whack, then never come back.
Whack juice all over the TV.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
I gotta make it. This is where it goes down. Yeah.
You put too much in it, man.
You gotta put it in there, Brian. Okay, 50.
It ain't clean.
I never took a straight path nowhere. Life's full of twists.
We didn't cut it off before we lose our jobs.
Thank you. You was into it, so I didn't want to disturb your groove.
I ain't trying to lose my job behind no power theme.
I can't tell.
So Jay-Z and the NFL are being criticized for planning to donate $400,000 to two Chicago charities as part of its Inspire Change initiative. So the Better Boys Foundation Family Service and the Crushers Club are the two organizations. Now, the Crushers Club has in the past been supported by Donald Trump and declared all lives matter. And recently, the leader of the group, Sally Hazelgrove, cut off the dreadlocks of one of the black youth in the program. And she said it was, quote, symbolic of change and his desire for a better life.
I had the young man right here, Shay.
Shout out to Crushers Club, everything they've done for me. I'm a change young man now. Come out here like 3 years ago, that's something I wanted to do because I was tired of it. Tired of game banging, tired of messing up. Now I'm a change young man, trying to see bigger and better dreams.
I think just the image of her cutting was too much for people.
It was. That wasn't the best picture. Now, if it was him cutting his own dreads, it would have been a different story.
Or going to the barbershop in Ice Cube, you know, that would have been a little bit different.
Yeah.
I don't know if you care about this, but YG and Kalani are officially dating.
That's a lot of tattoos for one relationship, fam. Hey, congratulations to him, though.
Let's go ahead and get this lined up together, baby. That's our first date.
Make it last forever.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Ooh, McDonald's is jumping in the double dutch rope in this chicken sandwich game.
Ain't they been in the dough yet?
Oh, yeah, they been with a chicken sandwich now. Before all y'all was eating premium chicken sandwiches, y'all was getting that McChicken.
Mm-hmm. I know
with just a little bit of mayonnaise and two or three pieces of the wilted lettuce. That's all y'all had.
Nah, no mayonnaise with cheese. Put cheese on it.
So now they've decided that they're going to be releasing a spicy barbecue chicken sandwich, which sounds absolutely delicious, Brian, as I was reading that.
Nah, for real, though.
My mouth started slopping up.
And unlike Popeyes, they ain't going to run out.
They described it as all white meat served with pickles and onions.
Pickles and onions.
And they're going to have it hand-tossed and perfectly sauced in their new spicy barbecue glaze.
So, like, you probably eat more than a sandwich, boy.
It'll be at the Mickey D's September the 11th.
Fish! I show home and get fish!
That's 2 days.
I'm trying to tell you.
Boy, they finna roll it out and kill everybody.
I'm trying to tell you. I don't go to McDonald's a lot outside of breakfast. So they might get some of my lunch money now.
So like you probably eat more than a sandwich, bro.
Oh, Lord.
Bon appetit.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.